I sing the body electric, the armies of those I love engirth me and I engirth them. They will not let me off till I go with them, respond to them, and discorrupt them, and charge them full with the charge of the soul. Walt Whitman. The Kilimanjaro Device. I arrived in the truck very early in the morning. I had been driving all night, for I hadn't been able to sleep at the motel, so I thought I might as well drive, and I arrived among the mountains and hills near Ketchum and Sun Valley just as the sun came up, and I was glad I had kept busy with driving. I drove into the town itself without looking up at that one hill. I was afraid if I looked at it, I would make a mistake. It was very important not to look at the grave. At least, that is how I felt, and I had to go on my hunch. I parked the truck in front of an old saloon and walked around the town and talked to a few people and breathed the air, and it was sweet and clear. I found a young hunter, but he was wrong. I knew that after talking to him for a few minutes. I found a very old man, but he was no better. Then I found me a hunter, about 50, and he was just right. He knew, or sensed, everything I was looking for. I bought him a beer, and we talked about a lot of things, and then I bought him another beer and led the conversation around to what I was doing here and why I wanted to talk to him. We were silent for a while, and I waited, not showing my impatience, for the hunter, on his own, to bring up the past, to speak of other days, 3 years ago, and of driving toward Sun Valley at this time or that, and what he saw and knew about a man who had once sat in this bar and drunk beer and talked about hunting, or gone hunting, out beyond. And at last, looking off at the wall as if it were the highway and the mountains, the hunter gathered up his quiet voice and was ready to speak. "That old man," he said. "Ah, that old man on the road. Oh, that poor old man." I waited. "I just can't get over that old man on the road," he said, looking down now into his drink. I drank some more of my beer, not feeling well, feeling very old myself and tired. When the silence prolonged itself, I got out a local map and laid it on the wooden table. The bar was quiet. It was mid-morning, and we were completely alone there. "This is where you saw him most often?" I asked. The hunter touched the map 3 times. "I used to see him walking here and along there. Then he cut across the land here." "Ah, that poor old man. I wanted to tell him to keep off the road. I didn't want to hurt or insult him. You don't tell a man like that about roads or that maybe he'll be hit. If he's going to be hit, well, that's it. You figure it's his business, and you go on." "Ah, but he was old there at the last." "He was," I said, and folded the map and put it in my pocket. "You another of those reporters?" said the hunter. "Not quite those," I said. "Didn't mean to lump you in with them," he said. "No apology needed," I said. "Let's just say I was one of his readers."
"Oh,
he had readers, all right. All kinds of readers. Even me. I don't touch books from one autumn to the next, but I touched his. I think I liked the Michigan stories best. About the fishing? I think the stories about the fishing are good. I don't think anybody ever wrote about fishing that way. And maybe won't ever again. Of course, the bullfight stuff is good, too, but that's a little far off. Some of the cowpokes like them. They've been around the animals all their life. A bull here or a bull there. I guess it's the same. I know one cowpoke has read just the bull stuff in the Spanish stories of the old man's 40 times. He could go over there and fight, I swear. I think all of us felt, at least once in our lives when we were young, we could go over there, after reading the bull stuff in the Spanish stories,